Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 10:23 and 35 seconds to go right along with it Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer, Holly Rosenberg. They're on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a Tuesday schmooze right up until JJ After Dark at 1, right here on your fan, New York City. And, of course, as you heard with the Bob's update with Alex Cora, so really no surprise there with breaking news. I would have thought tonight breaking news might have been the Knickerbockers finally beating Milwaukee. Or maybe the Brooklyn Nets stopping the nine-game winning streak of the Utah Jazz at the Barclays Center. And, of course, that didn't happen. The breaking news, and this doesn't shock anyone at all, anywhere. But the Boston Red Sox and Alex Cora have mutually agreed to part ways. Notice the language and the wording here. He wasn't fired. The team and Alex mutually agreed to part ways, and we don't think Cora initiated this action. The Red Sox came out with a statement tonight, and so did Alex Cora, after Alex met with John Henry and Tom Warner and CEO John Kennedy, the four of them getting together. The statement from the three running the Red Sox reads in part, "Given the findings of the commissioner, we decided it wouldn't be possible for Alex to effectively lead the club going forward, and we mutually agreed to part ways." They added, "This was a sad day for us since Alex is special and a beloved member of the Red Sox. We are grateful," they go on, "for his impact, and we will miss his passion, his energy, and his significant contributions to the communities of New England and Puerto Rico." They, however, apparently somewhere in the statement, I'll look to see if I can find it, but they, however, forgot to mention, from what I'm looking at here, they forgot to mention his elaborate electronic schemes that enabled us, the Red Sox, to steal signs as successfully as we did, especially against the New York Yankees. Alex Cora, of course, all three men had no idea what was going on and apparently were caught by surprise. Cora's statement, in part, "I want to thank the Red Sox, the players, the coaching staff, and the entire Red Sox organization, and especially my family for their love and support. We agreed today that parting ways was the best thing for the organization and don't want to be a distraction to the Red Sox as they move forward." Apparently, we didn't receive that part of his statement where he apologizes, says he's sorry for the shame, the humiliation, and embarrassment he caused his family, his team, and himself. Somewhere in his statement, I'm sure, he apologizes by saying he's sorry, but we were willing to take the risk to win. Now, that kind of honesty, as I drip with sarcasm here, that kind of honesty we're not going to hear, and now we await his fate from Major League Baseball. And, of course, right now, Major League Baseball might be considering what decade this century Cora might appeal for reinstatement. Alex Cora might be given choices. Firing squad, lethal injection, hanging, the electric chair, maybe the gas chamber. This we know about Alex. He will soon be walking the Green Mile.
We got a dead man walking here.
What these video replay cheating systems allowed teams like the Red Sox to do was to crack that code. You were able to immediately take down this rather elaborate defense that the pitcher and the catcher had set up.
You are surrounded. We are authorized by law to apprehend you dead or alive.
It's a perfect situation. I never thought it was going to happen this quick, honestly. For everything I used to say the last few years, I feel like the opportunity was going to come later in my career.
We have a tough, ugly job to do, and you're making it tougher and uglier for all of us.
I have made the decision to dismiss A.J. Hinch and Jeff Lunau.
We're giving you a chance not only to help the law for once, but save yourself.
What about a lawyer? Have you got one?
At the end of the day, in this city, everybody wants to win a world championship. And for that to happen, my goal is for this team to pay attention to details.
Right now, your playmates are spilling their guts. Don't let them make you the patsy.
A written transcript is used in court for the prosecution.
Show up every day and try to take advantage of certain situations during the game.
We need to move forward with a clean slate, and the Astros will become stronger, a stronger organization because of this today.
Desperate attempt to establish a false alibi.
Talking to players is not bad. You know, having a good relationship with players is not bad. And doing that, you're going to get the best out of them. People might think that, you know, crossing that line is not helpful, but I see it the other way around, and I lived it.
You can be confident we will always do the right thing and will not have this happen again on my watch.
That's my goal here. I want players to respond to me, respond to the city, and if we do that, you know, we're going to be in good shape.
Please, I want to live.
We got a dead man walking here.
I want to live.
And again, we are awaiting what Major League Baseball, once they conclude their investigation looking into the Red Sox and the cheating that was going on there, then we will hear what kind of penalty, what kind of punishment they will hand down on Alex Cora. One thing to say that the Red Sox didn't do, that Jim Crane, the owner of the Houston Astros, did, and then we'll take a break and we'll get right away to your telephone calls, of course. This continues to be, of course, the number one story, the lead story. And finally, Major League Baseball will come out with something, whether it's tomorrow or the next day. You got to figure it's going to be more sooner than later. But what I was about to say was what the Red Sox didn't do, Jim Crane did when he fired his manager and general manager, and he did it on TV. And he had to show how ethical and moral he and his Astros really are. But firing his manager and GM on TV for public consumption, public entertainment, Entertainment Tonight. Here he is on television in Houston firing his general manager and, of course, his manager. And what a fraud. What a phony. Because if Jim Crane and the Red Sox organization, if they knew and didn't say anything, guilty as charged, if they did know, and we believe they did, then they should have maybe said something, but of course, that wasn't going to happen. If they knew and didn't say anything, guilty as charged. If they didn't know, they should have. Guilty as charged also. And remember, Manfred works for the owners, so his slap on the wrist with Crane and the Astros is really as much a penalty as it is a message to the other owners that please, if you are going to cheat, please don't get caught, because we have the integrity of the game to uphold. We'll take a break and we'll get to your telephone calls following the Nets' loss to the hottest, I mean the Utah Jazz, 10 in a row, and of course with the Knickerbockers well on their way, and that game is just about ending. Of course, the Milwaukee Bucks with a big, big lead on them. The kind of basketball we have around here with the NBA, what is it? What it is, you don't want to say. Let's face it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.